Come in now, we're going to start that one as well.
Give me a second.
Mike and Chad.
Yeah.
I've met everybody else. I ran to this guy at BMW. Yeah. After,
Veterans
Day. Yeah, Veterans Day. So I'll let y'all get it.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the December 3rd, 2024 City of Simpsonville Planning Commission. Mr. Durbin, will you please call the roll?
Yes, sir. Mr. Giudano?
Present.
Mr. Newell?
Present.
Mr. Herschel?
Present.
Mr. Brazier?
Present.
Mr. Will?
Present.
Mr. Shaver?
Present.
And Chairman Gillespie?
Present. If you will, please join us in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone here this evening. This is the first meeting for the Planning Commission in this new facility. I'd just like to say that the mayor, council, previous council, the staff, everyone who participated in bringing this to fruition deserves a tremendous amount of praise. It's very impressive, and it's a pleasure to be here. Tonight we have a couple of items on the agenda. We will open the floor for public comments after we hear from each applicant. Just want to mention that in your remarks, if you do have comments that you'd like to make, if you would please limit your remarks to the item on the agenda and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Our first order of business will be approval of the minutes for the October 1st, 2024 meeting. I trust that the commissioners have had an opportunity to review those. Do I have a motion for approval?
Mr. Chairman, I move the minutes be approved as presented.
Mr. Brazier has made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Shannon has made the motion to approve. has seconded. So we'll call it to a vote. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is unanimous. Thank you. Well, we're honored this evening to have members of council and the mayor present, and as part of our new business, first order of new business, Mr. Mayor, I'll turn the floor to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. I appreciate you allowing me to have a moment to speak to you. I've been mayor 5 years, and this is the first time I've ever come before the planning commission. Normally, I feel like, personally, I feel like I need you to do the work that you've been appointed to do, and we'll hear about it in council meeting. The reason I'm here tonight is an important one. I have a proclamation. Honoring Ed Brasher for over 50 years of service to the city of Simpsonville. Whereas Ed Brasher has dedicated more than 5 decades to the service and betterment of the city of Simpsonville, contributing his time, expertise, and leadership to numerous boards, commissions, and city organizations. And whereas he has served with distinction as a member of the Board of Zoning Appeals for more than 10 years, ensuring thoughtful and balanced decision-making that has guided Simpsonville's growth and development. Whereas Mr. Brasher has devoted nearly 30 years to the Planning Commission, many of those years as its chairperson, providing visionary leadership that has shaped the city's planning, zoning, and land use policies, fostering a vibrant and sustainable future for Simpsonville. And whereas his commitment to public service includes 2 terms on Simpsonville City Council, during which he demonstrated his steadfast dedication to the interests and well-being of our community. And whereas he has been a pillar of the greater Simpsonville community, exemplifying leadership and service, and consistently championing the values of civic responsibility and public engagement. And whereas his decades of service have left an indelible mark on our city, earning the admiration and gratitude of colleagues, citizens, and leaders alike. And whereas Mr. Brasher will conclude his tenure on the Planning Commission at its meeting on December 3rd, 2024. Simpsonville. Now therefore, I, Paul Shoemaker, Mayor of the City of Simpsonville, on behalf of the citizens of our city, do hereby proclaim December 4th, 2024 as Ed Brazier Day, and urge all citizens to join in expressing our heartfelt appreciation for his extraordinary contributions to our city and community, wishing him continued success and happiness in all of his future endeavors.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we've worked two words.
I'm moving two words.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Brazier. The second item on our agenda this evening, SB 2024-14. Mr. Derby, would you like to introduce that, please?
Commissioner, you received the staff packet describing this as a building construction design review. We're familiar with these projects. On screen in green is the Cypress Items at the Perk gas station located on Grandview Drive. This is a street view of kind of what it looks like currently. They have submitted us site plans and have approval. Doing this whole site. Currently, this is a walk-up kind of establishment when it comes to retail. Very pomp to say the same, but they are doing a internal building at this location. And like the other projects, they are held to the zoning ordinance penetration of 25% to 85%. Like other projects, they're into quite a bit of issues trying to accommodate that percentage. This is their site plan on top of Grandview Drive, the rectangular building in the middle. That is the new indoor retail portion for this, almost in the same location. They have, since they non-compliant, non-compliant site, since they are doing it, they are bringing things up to standards, including a sidewalk along Grandview Drive and landscaping that's not existing today. What I would like to note is that the applicant tonight is unable to make it. They had some travel issues, so they are unable to attend tonight. So I would, if it's okay, if I can present this item on their behalf. I've got to go through this a little more, but in the end, I'm going to get to y'all if y'all see fit to let me continue. The applicant can tie it if needed. Otherwise, we can take this item to our January 7th.
Okay. Thank you. Before we proceed, do any of the commissioners have a conflict or any expert communication they'd like to reveal at this time? Okay, that being said, it sounds like Mr. Derby is saying that you can present and answer the questions if needed. So do any of the commissioners have any objection to him doing that? Would y'all prefer to table it so that we can ask questions of the applicant at another time? Okay.
Thank you.
With that said, Mr. Derby.
Thank you, sir. Again, on the screen is the layout, the top portion, which is kind of based on the Grandview Drive, has coolers on that side. The bottom portion has the bathroom and the utility room. Again, the same issue running to the other sides, but of course, this is a very small building. A little better, clearer shot of that. They do have transparent windows on this image on the top and bottom, but unfortunately, left side, the little side, which takes a great view, is able to accommodate that environment. The sides north and south here on this image also can accommodate the full 25-85%. They do have some transparent windows in there. Just kind of backstory, when we get these projects in there, they come in with ultimate designs, kind of back and forth from the staff level. What we feel is being the intent of ultimate. And it is planning commission's final decision, but we do have some back and forth with them, kind of help them in a way. The first one we saw was more of fake windows, but in the herringbone offset brick color, kind of didn't feel that one was more presentable. So they went with the option of having standard glass, which is city. What you want to say, I answer the questions you might have. And then anything outside of that, we can also have the applicant, the state body, chime in.
Questions?
Yes, Mr. Derby, what inspired the change to add the sidewalks on Grandview? And obviously they wanted more retail space, but what started this process?
They want to do a lot of stuff they have outside. I think some of that has to do with that. Plus they wanted to have more room to sell merchandise. Back to the prior one, they also didn't like the appearance, and definitely agree with that. The current is retail limiting displays. You have three vending machines kind of set up on the outside. You have the ice cooler. It's not very presentable as you're coming in that area. So they want to transform that site to something more presentable, more user friendly, more profit, but they do have a limited footprint to work with. Landscaping is a requirement on site that is not conforming. When you go to this amount of work, you're basically starting at the beginning. So we're basically getting from has to do what a brand new ground up site would do. So there are already sidewalks on brand new. This will be a short stretch. We recently did that at a hospital. We get there, that is, so it's supposed to be able to continue the growth through that area. There is a bus stop in front of this location that has no bench, no anywhere. It's basically people get off that bus to walk to the grass to get into the gas station at Walmart. Now they have an actual ADA compliant path in the site.
So an ADA compliant path for the bus stop too?
For the bus stop to get into, yes, the bus stop will have ADA compliant for SCDOT standards.
This has nothing to do with the windows, but did this not change the parking criteria some? Because virtually there's no parking outside.
That's correct. The parking they have is an agreement with Walmart. You can cooperate with parking. You see when you're playing there, there are four parking and a handicap park as well. The last handicap one they have is on the client. This one is. So, it's technically not on their site, but they do have an agreement with Walmart.
There's some sort of marriage there anyway, I reckon, because they don't know if this is most Mr. Giudano.
Yeah, so if it's going to add sidewalks, is there taking any of the entrances and exits out of Walmart?
No, sir. Those are the exact same. Coming in that one entrance just below that, that's the main, that's the Walmart's entrance. And once you go around that, that puts you right into the side, on the back side. So there's no new curb cuts onto the Grand Drive.
Okay, and then in terms of landscaping, did you say that there are going to be added landscaping as it was going to be built?
Correct. See, there's green little ground circles. Those are trees.
Okay.
The last shrubs will come on, trees, concrete closure, the last shrubs will come on that. It's not have that now. Yes, I think about very sidewalks.
Anyone else? Questions for Mr. Durbin?
As far as the blood off, as far as.
Mr. Shannon.
As far as runoff, as far as the water system, lake ways, I think it's the second part. Did that change at all in the construction?
No, they do. They did have a good degree with county stormwater, but a big review. They are tying into the pond that is just past the drive, went in.
Anyone else? Questions for Mr. Durbin? Okay, seems like everyone is satisfied with the questions. At this time, we would open the floor for public comment. We don't have a crowd here this evening, but does anyone wish to come up and speak on this matter? Like we do not have anyone wishing to participate in public comment. So at this time, I would entertain a motion.
I move that the Planning Commission approve the alternate
Giordano has made the motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Horsula has made the second. Any further discussion on this matter before we put it to a vote? With that, at this time, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It passes unanimously. That concludes this new business portion for this evening. At this time, I do want to mention that this is the last meeting of the calendar year, so we will be nominating and electing new officers in January. Please be thinking about your nominations. And with that, do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Mr. Brazier has made the motion. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Mr. Will has a second motion. This time we stand. Well, let's vote for it. All in favor?
Aye.
We stand adjourned.
Should have voted no, shouldn't
have. Last one. I'm going to get nervous in front of the council.